Welcome to Afro Loops, Discovering the Instruments of Africa podcast. I hope you're all having a lovely day. My name is Yongam Hlom. Today we will be diving into the isiXhosa traditional instrument, the uhadi bow. The uhadi is a large musical bow, which is attached to a resonator and is played by striking the string with the bow, which is about a meter long. And this bow looks a lot like the kind you'd use for hunting. In fact, that's where the instrument came from. Hunters discovered that they could make a sound using their bows. Initially, they developed an instrument known as the mbulumbumba, which highly influences other bows like the uhadi bow. I'm joined by Bodina McConaughey, and she plays the uhadi. So, Bo, can you demonstrate to us the sounds that the uhadi makes?
Hi, Yonga, thanks. So, the uhadi, as you said, has a long string, which is about a meter long. And I'm going to play that for you now. There are two sounds. One is called the vu, which is an open sound. It's like this. And then I'm pinching the string, and I'm making the va sound, which actually is closed. So you have two sounds. I'm going to play them again. So it's open and closed. And from that, you can actually cup the harmonics in the calabash. So if you listen to this, this is the harmonics which I'm going to try and get you to hear. And then you put a combination of them together, and voila, you've got a song.
Can you please demonstrate to us, or play the instrument for us, please?
All right, so I'll give you a song that I think everybody knows.
Yay! Thank you very much, Bodina. That was very beautiful. In the beginning, the stave was made from a tree called the umbangandlela. It was later changed and was made by a bush called uliza, which grows a lot on the mountainous side of the Eastern Cape. The wood is cut while it's still green and then stripped of the dry external bark. The length is made by measuring the wood according to the arm of the player. The wood is then bent into a curved shape by forcing the ends into an inward direction and secured in this position by tying strings from each end. The string of the uhadi was made from animal intestine or hair. By the 21st century, Xhosa people started making the string out of brass wire. The resonator is made from uselwa, which is a growing calabash that is harvested when green and dried out. The uhadi was mostly played by women. A hole is made on the surface and it is measured according to the woman's breast as to create comfort when handling the instrument. The gourd is left out to dry for at least 2 days. After the gourd has dried out, two small holes are made into the center of the gourd. A piece of soft cloth is then folded into a square shape to make the insulating pad. The beater is called umungu in isiXhosa and is made from the tambuki grass. Most people learn by observing other players who pass the tradition from generation to generation. You'll hear that the uhadi is played for traditional ceremonies like weddings and other rites of passage. There aren't many uhadi players left these days, but one of the most famous is still alive and still playing, and it is Matosini. Matosini is a South African musician, and she doesn't only just play the uhadi, she also plays the isiXholotolo. You'll find the uhadi bow in slightly different versions around all the major tribes of South Africa, like the San Bushmen. There are many instruments like the uhadi bow around the world. For instance, like the Brenbow, which was taken by African slaves to Brazil. To play us out, here's the Uhadi melody. Thank you for listening to this edition of Afrobeat. My name is Young Amstrong, and I hope you all have a fantastic day.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Afroloops, Discovering the Instruments of Africa. For more in the series, go to ru.ac.za/ilam/podcasts or find us wherever you get your podcasts.